Okay, we're
Hey,
live on
hola.
YouTube. Hey, everybody, what's
Hola,
happening?
YouTube.
And let's get this
Get ready for
countdown
the
here.
juiciness.
Are you ready to go?
Welcome to Sexual Frequency. A non-judgmental place where we can play, explore, and vibe into the new paradigm of intimacy and sexuality together. We hope and pray for those of you who pray that you are enjoying Kinktober because we are still in it. Get all that juiciness. Get your kink on. I'm your host, Goddess Lore. And with me, as always, you know I don't come alone. I'm with the one and only Rick Rock with the hard cock.
Hey, y'all.
He's always setting the vibe, getting the mood right. I love it.
I try to.
Ricky,
What's up, mama?
how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. I'm so
Tell us
excited.
why.
Because the fucking Dodgers are going to game five, baby. That's why.
Yes.
Because we won
Oh, wait.
yesterday.
Let me.
Yeah.
We got some props up in here. Okay.
There you go.
Here we go. Oh, wait. This camera always.
No, you good. I think it
Hey.
shows right there.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Rally towels, baby.
Hell yeah.
Listen. That's not the only reason why my pussy heartbeat going on 1,000 right now. It's going on a milli. Okay. I'm not even talking about my guests yet. This is like too much juiciness in one episode. We got a lot to talk about. And you don't want to miss our very, very, very special announcement at the end of our show. Make sure that you all tune in and stay to the end because we're hustling over here at TGN Latinx, baby. And that's got me juicy.
That's right.
Listen, if you're joining us on YouTube, you can already see this whole ass vibe who's joining us tonight. Tonight, we have a super yummy guest. She's just so amazing. She is truly an awesome human. I am privileged to have her in my life. You know her from the chat, actually, because she is actually the embodiment of a spiritual slut. That made me so happy to say that. Please help me welcome for the first time as a guest, Erica. My soul sister.
Hey, thank you for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here. That was such a sweet introduction. Thank you.
Girl, and I toned it down because I don't want people to be like this bitch. Because, girl, you know, I'm telling you all the time, Erica is a whole ass vibe. And I just love her so much. It's been so long since we've been screen to screen together.
Yeah,
You
way
know
too
what?
long.
Way too long. That song, Kiss Me Through the Phone, is coming to my head. Bitch, I want to kiss you through the Oh, don't even start that, girl. I'm so happy that you're here with us. We have a lot to talk about,
Yeah.
to discuss. We're gonna get into, some juiciness and get to know Erica a little bit better. I'm excited for that. But before we really get into it, Rick Rock,
Yes, ma'am.
tell the people what time it is.
It's that pre-roll time.
Pre-roll. You know how we do it here at Sexual Frequency, baby. This episode is brought to you by Vision Smoke Shop. Let them hook you up with all of your smoking essentials. They're going to make you look sexy. They've been smoking the competition for decades, providing you with all of your smoking needs. They have stores in Cali, Texas, New Mexico, and Mexico, all the way from Santa Barbara to San Diego. Let Visions handle you. Google the closest location to you and let them know that Goddess and Rick sent you.
That's right.
This episode is also sponsored by none other than who? Nuggy Farms. They are located in the beautiful hills of Mendocino County in the heart of the Emerald Triangle. Look for the name Nuggy Farms. It is coming to a dispensary near you. And what do they got to do when they put that tip on their lip, Rick?
They got to think of us, y'all.
Yeah. Think of me. Think of Rick. Think of both of us. Think of Erica. Everybody.
Hell yeah. There you go.
Right?
All of us.
All the sexual frequency vibes.
That's right.
Let's get it. So we want to invite you to come and get close and personal with us. We are live on YouTube. Come and sit on our lap, baby girl, baby boy, baby they, them. We have room for everybody here. Right, Rick?
That's right.
We want it all, baby. Before we really get into it with our guest, I want to ask you guys a question.
What's that?
Let's flip up that vibe, Rick.
Here we go.
Let's slow it down just a little bit. Let's take a breath. I want to know, have you been exploring your kinky side this week? Because this is the time to let your freak free. Tonight and every night, we are giving you permission to find that dark side, to play in those places, the ones that you're scared of. Yeah, those. The ones that make your pussy heartbeat, your mussy heartbeat. Find those places. Here at Sexual Frequency, we accept every part of you. We encourage you to live in your truest expression. That's our desire for you and for everyone in the new paradigm. That we kick down these boxes and concepts that continue to keep us trapped and that we become free. Your body is begging, begging to be free. It's time to unleash your desires because they have been suppressed for far too long. Take a nice slow breath in. Allow yourself to imagine just for a second how your body would feel in this space of no judgment, this space of acceptance, of pure love and embracing every part of who you are. Where do you feel that in your body? Does it make you feel soft, warm, wet? I hope it's one of those. I want to know, what is your body saying to you? What are the words that your body needs to hear to just let go and love every part of yourself? When you do the work, not just the sex, not just the pleasure, when you do the work of healing, it allows you to open in more ways than just your heart. My nasty ass want to go to some bad places, but I'm not going to.
We got a show to do first.
God damn, that was some OnlyFans content that just ran through my mind right now, baby. But allow yourself to be free. What would that feel like? Give yourself permission for this next hour, tonight, tomorrow, any opportunity that you can to have your thoughts of pleasure without judgment. Any thought that comes up in your mind that you feel would give you pleasure, accept it. Allow your body to feel it without judgment. Baby, because if you're not winning in your own fantasies, what are you doing? No one can judge you in your own fantasy. This is you. This is your mind. This is your prison. You are the gatekeeper of your pleasure. Fuck what anybody else says. The minute you allow yourself to even fantasize, you're beginning to break free. And that doesn't mean you have to live it and do it. But when you allow yourself to be free, to not judge your pleasure, not judge the things that excite you, you're one step closer to freedom. You're one step closer to meeting yourself. Those parts of you have been suppressed for far too long. It's time to really, truly love ourselves. Don't deny it any longer, my love. There's no reason to, because it is your birthright to live in your truth. How are we feeling now? Are we, anyone else feeling ready to release themselves? I am. Wow, I'm feeling really juicy. I'm feeling very, I feel so fluid right now, like after that. Yes, let's take just good, one breath to let that sit in our body. Nice and slow. And when we release, baby, let any sound that wants to come out of your body just do what it needs to do. Oh, eargasm. Oh, that was so nice. So now that we're nice and juicy, I feel like I literally have two different shows going on in my head right now. Like,
I think you do.
Hell yeah. I do.
But that's what makes the show fun.
This is like my mind and body went to like super X-rated. And I'm not going to do that here. But even though I know that you would accept me, because every part of us is welcomed here.
That's right,
Rick?
Mm-hmm. No judgments.
No judgment. No judgment, baby. And with that being said, Rick, let us know what we got going on in the chat.
All right. So I'm seeing Chia's join Karamami. Karamami says more announcements with the heart eyes emoji. So she's waiting for our announcement. High Priestess is in the house. Nicole Baby has joined the chat as well. And Erica.
Listen, that MMM gang is strong as fuck. We see you, Chia, Carol Mommy, Nico Baby, Priestess, the sister gang. She's the one who got me my little Dodger rally towel that I showed earlier today.
Yeah, where's my towel, girl?
Ooh, Ricky be mad.
JK, I got one already.
Okay, so we've set the parameters. We have set the tone for tonight. And I want to really get into it with my girl, Erica.
That's right.
Let's talk all the things, girl. All the kink, all the juiciness, all the spiritual sluttiness. I love that, by the way. I want to ask you, like, talk to us about your journey with kink. Like, anything that you want to share with us, whatever you feel comfortable. But I want to know where your journey began.
Sure. Yeah. So I got out of a long marriage and I started dating, and I kept getting reflected to me like, girl, you're a freak. You're kinky. And I was like, What are you talking about? I thought everybody was doing this. Like, what are you actually doing if you're not doing this?
Right.
And so I was kind of complaining to this guy that I was seeing, and he was like, "You're kinky. Like, you need to find other people that are kinky." And I was like, "This is not fucking kinky, first of all. Like, what I thought was kinky was something completely different. I just thought, like I said, I thought everybody was doing this stuff."
Can I stop you for just a second? Mm-hmm. Are you willing to share, like, what was the thing that you were talking about with this person that when he said, "You're kinky, you need to find more kinky people"?
Yeah. I mean, I thought everybody was, like, doing butt stuff and face sitting. And yeah, I didn't know that that wasn't, like, a part of the routine.
As it should be.
Yeah. Once you get into the kink community, like, that's vanilla. That's definitely not kinky, right? But that reflection of, like, "Girl, you're freaky," started pissing me off, because I was like, "I'm not a fucking freak." You know what I mean? Like what are you doing? What are you doing with your life, right? Yeah. So anyways, when he told me that I should look into kink, he referred me to FetLife, the website. And so I got on FetLife, and I was just, I was kind of lost at first. You know, I didn't know anything about it. It was my first introduction. But they had, like, a local area on there. It's almost like a Craigslist. Like, you can, you know, you can go into different areas. And so I went to a local kink event here. And it was at a bar, and they had all these different scenes set up. So there was, like, a spanking bench. There was a St. Andrew's cross with somebody doing impact play, which is, like,
I must stop you real quick. Go back to spanking bench. We can all, like, visualize. What is a cross?
Yeah, it's called a St. Andrew's cross. Okay. And so it's, like, a big piece of wood that someone will, like, hold on to. Okay. And then the Dom will stand behind them and, like, hit them basically with different tools, right? There was somebody doing ropes, like, rigging someone up. Mm-hmm. There was somebody doing, like, feather play, and you can just sign up and try these things, right? And, like, that's
you can try it.
And that's totally not me. Like, I'm not gonna, like, try something in front of a bunch of people, right? Uh-huh. I went in, like, I knew already about myself, like, I like to be spanked, I want to call somebody daddy, like, I want to fuck around like that, but I hadn't really, like, dipped in to all of this, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was watching all these things go on, and the thing that I liked the most was the impact play. Mm. And the thing that I liked was watching someone get hit. And I was like, I think I want to hit somebody.
Hell yeah.
And it was, like, really surprising for me, because I'm always, like, have identified as a sub, and just being the one to want to really, like, be dominated, and not in a hardcore way, but just to kind of, like, be bossed around. Like, I want somebody to show me who's boss. But in that moment, I had this exposure that I had never had before. Mm. And I had a lot of judgments. I had a lot of judgments about being hit, about hitting people, a lot of judgments about things in kink that now I have no judgments about, or just not any, like, shame around those, even if they're not something that I would like. There was just so many things I did not understand about it before. I don't think if it wasn't for that exposure, I don't know if I would have ever tapped into knowing that I like that. Mm. And I think that that's a big thing about kink, is, like, you don't know what you don't know. Right. And you think you know all these things, like, you think you know what you like, and you think you know what you don't like, but really we have all of these preconceived ideas about what's right and wrong. And when we can, like, let go of that and just slip into a place of, like, what do we want to receive? Because even if you're fucking somebody up, you're receiving something from that, right?
Absolutely.
And so it wasn't until I was able to get into that space and, like, admit it, like, oh, that's a turn on. I like that. I want to try that, that I could go there. But that really scared me, to be honest. Like, it took me a while from, like, seeing that to actually doing that took a while.
I feel like it's definitely a gift when you are the submissive in general, right? Because it is a power dynamic, but you are both very invested in what it is that's going on. And Yeah, you're the second person this week who has actually mentioned that to me when it comes to impact play. That, yeah, like you are receiving, you know, even when you are the person who is, how would you say it, administering the impact or the pain. I laughed earlier because you were talking about FetLife and you actually introduced me to that site also. And I laugh because I joined the site and me like a tonta over here, like thinking it's like a regular dating site. And I put up like all these, like what you would put up in your like regular like dating profile. Like, yeah, I'm being, you know, facetious, but it's like, here's me in like a field of daisies. Like, here's me at the beach. Look at me with my dog. I don't even have a dog, but you know what I mean? I put up these like super vanilla photos of me like I would have put up in like any other site. And then I started looking at people's profiles and I was like, holy shit, am I out of my fucking league right here? What am I doing? Why am I showing my face for starters?
Okay.
So I quickly went back and removed the photos and just put like photos of my boobs. Like in this, you know, this nice like sexy shirt, I guess. And I laugh because, you know, you were the one who introduced me to that. And I think I even went to the total wrong site. I went to like an app and not the email. And I'm like trying to find her profile. And I'm like, bitch, you're not here. You're like, I can't find you either. Like, where are you? By this time, all these people I'm sure that are in my neighborhood, like 5 miles away from me, are like, oh, we know this bitch. Like, she lives up the street. Like, so tread lightly, you know, if you guys are getting into this. Unfortunately, there is still a lot of judgment around the kink community. And, you know, sometimes people can see you and I don't want to say use it against you, but, you know, also create judgments of like the type of person that you are. Actually, just the other day, I had somebody hit me up on Hinge and was like, hey, I messaged you on FetLife. Clearly, you didn't think I was cute. And I'm just like, whoa, hold up. Excuse me, sir. We don't talk about FetLife on Hinge. Wait till you get my phone number and then we could be talking about that shit. But we have some comments.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do we got going
so
on?
So first of all, Nico Baby saying, hey, we out here ready for Kinktober.
Yes.
High Priestess referencing the flag. I mean, the towel. Ah. It was a come up. Nico Baby saying, face sitting, sitting should be part of the routine.
Absolutely.
LOL. Carol Mommy's asking on the kink scale from 1 to 10, where does the spanking bench land?
What would you say, Erica?
Well,
you're a kink expert tonight.
Okay. So I'm going to say like, so if you're getting spanked with a hand, which is really like where I started in terms of receiving, I think that's like a 1 or a 2, honestly.
Yeah.
If you're going to move it up to getting spanked with other things, if you're going to move it up into like wanting to have marks left, then you're getting kinkier. In terms of like all the kink, spanking is very low though. Not like low in terms of bad, but just in terms of like what kinks are out there. Like right. That would be considered a very vanilla kink. Lots of people like to be spanked.
I'm sorry. And I just want to say like, and in the spectrum of spanking, like being spanked with a hand is like the vanilla side of spanking. Yes. Because that in itself is like so vast, like of all right. the things that you can actually do. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say like getting spanked with a hand, it's not like getting flogged, right? So there's kind of like a big, or even being spanked with a belt, right? Cause that can get intense too. So I think there's a range, it's a spectrum like anything else. But if you were like, oh, I'm kinky, I like to get spanked, like other people who are like really kinky are going to be like, oh, but can I pee on you while you do that? Right. Like,
Carol,
no judgment, right? Like no judgment.
Right? Exactly. Sometimes we laugh in nervousness. I'm just Carol Mommy wants to know. So what's a 10? In spanking, like what would a 10 be? Like what is probably like the most intense form of spanking?
Just spanking, not like not actually impact play?
I think she wants to know, like, just spanking, like, what, or like, because you said flogging, like, is there anything above flogging? Or actually explain what flogging is or what tool is used, because we're using like this terminology that we think people know and they might not actually.
I mean, so like, I've never like full on like flogged or whipped somebody, but on the cross or doing impact play, I've used different like leather tools, different leather belts, wooden paddles, like the sorority type of paddle, like right. the, you know, I mean, it can really be any type of tool. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't consider myself that severe of a spanker. Like, you've seen my pictures on FetLife. You've seen some of the people that I've hit, and they have got really severe marks. And even that, they themselves probably wouldn't say that that's the most severe. Like, some people want to go until they're crying. I haven't taken anybody there yet. So, you know, I don't know. I think that question of like, what's the most severe spanking? There's a lot that could go into that.
Cause it could be like a variety of things going on at the same time. Like you said, can I pee on you while we're doing that?
I just threw that out there. I mean, there's like a lot of things.
Well, yeah, I mean, cause if you're in a group,
that's also a question where, what is the 10 in kink? You know, what would be, you know, what's extreme, I guess.
What I think is extreme might not be what someone else thinks is extreme.
True that. Right? Yeah, you're right about
right?
that.
Right? Like, so like, okay, good example. Like, there's the daddy baby girl dynamic, right? Like an age play thing where older guy, younger girl. Some people might want to do what they call like little play, where they dress up as younger children, or color, or do activities like that.
Right.
I'm not into that, but I still want to call somebody daddy. Like, I'm about that. I don't want to color. I don't want to do these other things. I'm not going to shame somebody. But for me, that would be an extreme, right? For a lot of people, that's completely a norm. You know, maybe like a glory hole scene or like being used by a bunch of people. That might be extreme for some. For another person, that might be their average Saturday kink adventure, you know? I think It really just depends like where you're at in your journey. Like, what do you, it's not so much like what is extreme in kink. It's like, what is your 10, and then scale it back. And where do you want to start? Where are you comfortable at? If your version of kink is just trying face sitting, like, get it, girl, like, get, you know, get on that, try that, yes. Take it from there.
Yeah, I love that you said that, because it is such a journey, just like anything else. You know, here on the show, we talk about exploring our sexuality in terms of like personal development, and things change just like anything in your life. You go through seasons, you go through phases. I don't think that kink is any like different in that. I feel like it's a journey, like I said, just like anything else. I have done the BDSM quiz two different times, and I've gotten different results. So it also depends on like where you are in your journey, what it is that you're open to. And there's no, like what you said, there's no like extreme. There's no like, this is like, oh, once you get to this activity, you're like the most outrageous or extreme, like,
right.
But it really is just that personal scale that you have for yourself. And like, what are the limits and the boundaries that you are wanting and willing to push and learn? Because they're not going to be the same. And I think that I love that we're talking about this specifically, because for me, like, that is what finding your sexual frequency means to me. It's like finding those places of where you want to reside, that energy that you want to create over and over to have this a frequency, basically, and find somebody that's going to match you in that, right? Somebody who's going to be, oh, is that your cat?
Just knocked over a water glass. I am about to let loose.
Not our pets having FOMO, girl. This pussy is like, I want to be on camera, ho. Like, y'all gonna hear me. But finding that frequency, like, where do you want to reside? Where do you, not even reside, but like the places that you want to play. and invite people who are matching that very similar frequency. When you're, you know, when you're manifesting your kinky bae, your kinky boo, you know, like I'm manifesting my kinky bae and I'm like, bae, you got to match me because like, that's going to be a no-go. Like if we don't match sexually, like if you're not trying to glory hole with me on the weekend, I'm kidding or not.
I got you. You know what I mean?
Let's take a survey. Who thinks that I would do that? No, Carol Mommy, do not answer because she's going to be like, yes, bitch, she wants a glory hole. I digress. We take it back. But so important. That's why we have to know ourselves. We have to know what are the things that excite us. And even like those things that we don't want to admit that excite us. And particularly like, I feel like the things that we're even so averse to initially, like our initial reaction, it's like, even explore those, not in the sense of like something that you might actually want to do, but ask yourself, like, why do you have such strong judgment over this, you know, activity? Or, you know, sometimes we have like these crazy thoughts that come in our head and it's like, whoa, where the fuck did that come from? No, thank you. But it's like, explore that. It's coming up for a reason. It's residing somewhere in your body, you know, and you don't lose anything by exploring. If anything, you gain, like knowing yourself and learning yourself. So shit, fucking go for it. So I want to get back to this as being your first experience, right? Mm-hmm. So after you have your first experience and where did you go from there? So you went from attending this event where impact play was what was being highlighted. And then I've seen photos of people that you have played with. How did you get to that place?
So that's kind of a funny story because it was just a like a coincidence, if you believe in coincidences. But the next day or two, I matched with the Dom who was doing the impact play. And I recognized him and I thought that he recognized me and that that's why we matched. And he said that he didn't. But we started talking and we actually became really good friends. And he introduced me to a ton of kink that I had never even thought of, like stuff that I was just like no
right no. Right.
And then I was like, oh, okay, well, let me think about that. Okay, maybe. And then I was like, all right, let me try that. And it was only like by being open like that that I could figure out what I really liked and what I didn't like. I feel like that's something about kink that doesn't get talked about a lot is that it really gives you this opportunity to explore yourself. Like you were saying, like if you can actually open to yourself and say like, yes, this is me and I'm not going to judge anything about it. Like I don't even have to try it, but I'm just going to let myself have the thought without shaming myself about it. It's really amazing what you can learn about yourself in sex and anything else, right? But anyways, him and I connected and we started talking. He had me do the test. I had never done the test before. And the more that he got to know me, he was like, I think you're kind of a sadist. And I was like, no, like no way. That's so opposite of my personality. And then I allowed myself to say, I think I want to try this. I think I want to try doing the impact play. Will you teach me? Because I was super concerned about doing it right, about not causing anyone harm, about
ethical BDSM.
I'm totally that ethical slut.
Yeah, spiritual ethical slut. I love it.
Like, yeah, I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to work with anyone who is like trying to work out their trauma that has not done so in another way. Like you can work out trauma in kink, which is a beautiful thing. I'd love to be a part of that with somebody that wants to do that, but not like as the main thing, not as a way to just like re-traumatize somebody. And so he started working with me and that's how I started doing the impact plays. He started training me pre-COVID.
I love that. You had manifested a Dom. mm-hmm. that was literally going to teach you mm-hmm. like this is the thing that just sparked your career curiosity and your interest and you became quite good at.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally have a Dom mentor.
You have a Dom mentor and I'm excited once COVID things are all done, I am going to come see you when you have your next live kink event. I will not be the one being impacted or, you know, receiving. I will be the one watching.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Maybe I can receive at some point, but not at this moment. We do
have- Girl, you're going to let me spank you. You're not going to come all the way up here and not get spanked.
Okay, you're right, but not in public. I mean, maybe you find me some cute, like, chonies. I mean, I might be down. I mean, my quiz is experimentalist, so who knows? It mm-hmm. might be BDSM quiz. It might happen, yo. Are we manifesting right now? I know. I'm nervous. Pushing my edges.
We'll make sure you have a safe word.
Mm. Yes. It will not be yes. Rick, what do we have going on?
On the YouTube chat, Nicolette was saying, haha, not the vecina also being on FetLife. Oh, wow. And then referencing the glory hole to you on a scale of 1 to 10 for glory hole, she says 11, LOL, with the side eye emojis. But she does have a question. Have you had contracts with people you play with, like do's and don'ts and boundaries?
Yes, absolutely. That is a must. If somebody says that they, this is important also, I feel like for women, if you meet up with a guy who says he's a dom, and you do not have a conversation first, he is not actually in kink or what we in the kink community would consider kink. That would not be safe. If you're ever going to have any kind of a kink relationship with somebody, the first thing that you need to be doing is having a conversation. You need to have that conversation probably repeatedly. And if you're new to kink, you will be almost like, not only surprised, but like, yo, dude, we don't need to keep talking about this, because people who are responsible and take kink seriously will check in with you over and over again. They will make sure that you know what your limits are, that they know how to read your body language, to communicate with you, find out what you don't want to do, find out what edges you're willing to push, and to establish trust with somebody. So if you're going to put yourself in a position, you know, to be vulnerable, you need to trust the person that you're with.
Absolutely. That part is paramount, because establishing that trust is going to help you to really open up to the experience. You want to feel that you are with somebody who is going to protect you, or not even protect you, but not harm you. And obviously that sounds like diametrically opposed, but it's not. You know, you are mm-hmm. putting yourself, you are trusting your body, your energy, your psyche almost in the hands of another person. And so you have to make sure that you are really feeling safe, that you are feeling that you trust this individual, because especially in kink, you know, there are situations that could be, you know, could become very severe.
Mm-hmm.
Not severe. That's not the word that I'm really looking for. But you get kind of in the vein of like what I'm trying to say, right? It's like it's situations where you can be extremely vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's important to know like what red flags there are. Like in the kink community, we are very aware of like people to stay away from, or like the type of person you don't want to deal with. And, you know, it sucks to generalize, but it is usually a male dominant that says he's a dom, and he isn't truly into kink. He's very much a sadist, somebody who gets off on the pain of other people, and it only wants for themselves. That can be really dangerous. When you think of a dominant, or like when I'm in the dominant role and I'm hitting someone to the point of leaving welts and bruises, you know, for weeks, that's painful for them, right? I'm actually not doing it because I love it. I'm getting joy out of it, but I'm getting joy out of giving someone else the pleasure that they want.
Yeah.
And that is what a true dominant should be doing, is deriving their pleasure from satisfying you. Yes. If you're with a man that just wants to come on your face, and he calls that dominating you, like that's not kink.
Right.
Like that's not what that is. So you need to make sure, like, if you're wanting to have kink experiences, that you're not getting with some guy off Tinder that's like, I'm kinky, call me daddy, let me put it in your butt. Like that's right. That's not kink.
Yeah, absolutely. Rick, you had something you wanted to share?
No, I was just basically gonna say, like, you gotta screen them, you know, you wanna make sure you're safe, and you know, you ask the right questions, I guess, you know, to make sure you're not in a position that, you know, can be scary.
Yeah, because I feel like there's people that are kinky and want certain things, but then there's people that are like in the kink world, and that's two very distinctive things, right? Like that person you're talking about is going to choke you with two hands, which we know that's not what you should be doing, because this is what people see, and they think like, right. Oh yeah, I'm gonna choke you with two. And it's like, no, you're legit trying to kill somebody when you do that, fool. Like, no. We have Carol Mommy with them some suggestions for us.
Well, first Chia was with the laughing emoji saying, I've been listening while trying to put a child to sleep. But Carol Mommy, safe
teach
words.
Him young girl.
She's got safe words that are available. Cucaracha, aguachile, chimichanga, and Nico Baby with telling Carol these safe words are, you know, with the dead emojis, the skull emojis. And then wait, she does say, wait, so kink involves no penetration? Question. There was a question. Yeah. Does kink?
No
penetration.
Kink does not have to involve sex. Your sex can be kinky. So for instance, myself, like in sex relationships, I love to have kinky sex. I love to sub, or be dominated, in sex or switch, but people that I do impact play with, I'm not necessarily having sex with them. In fact, most of the time I'm not. We're not having any kind of a sexual relationship. There's a ton of things in kink that I'm into in terms of being a top, like being willing to administer these like types of experiences that aren't actually sexually like satisfying to me. And they are sometimes even things that I have to really catch myself, because I have a lot of judgment around, like, oh, I don't like that, or I don't understand why anybody would like that. But what I like is I like controlling the experience and giving someone that experience. Yeah. I like getting to like say when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen, or bringing that person pleasure. But somebody that I want to do that for is not necessarily somebody I'm also turned on by.
Yes. Yeah, that's huge. And I want to just say, like, that's not just exclusive to kink play, BDSM. We have this notion always that like sex is always about penetration, and it doesn't have to be. You know, we can have sessions with somebody that are just everything but penetration. You know, like penetration doesn't necessarily have to equate like a sexual, you know, like must or go to or check off list. At least not for me. And I know that sounds like kind of, again, contraindicator, but it's really not. It's, for me, it's about sharing that intimate space with somebody and see what we can create in that moment that doesn't necessarily have to involve penetration of any form. I recently, y'all know that I recently had an experience, and I said I was going to talk about me getting into a little bit of my dominant side, which I was really worried about, because, you know me, like, I'm like sweet and nice and, you know, that kind of vibe, I guess. Well, no, I guess I'm kind of slutty too. What am I talking about?
No judgment.
I know. It's okay. I've owned it. I'm a slut. It's okay. I love that. Call me slut. Call me slut, daddy.
Slut.
She's gonna whip me, Ricky, when I go see her.
I'm ready to watch.
Ricky's a voyeur.
I'm a voyeur. Yeah.
We're learning. But I've had men that have wanted me to be in my dominant energy, and it scared me before I even was something that I thought that I could explore. It was always like, that's scary to me, because I feel like I have this energy inside of me that can be what that person needs, like, for me to be like to degrade somebody. I'm like, If I do fetch, you're going to hate me, though, bro, because I don't think you realize what I'm capable of. You know, this is like, I'm like, don't hate me, bro. Love me. I love that you're holding in your laugh, boo. But really, that's something that came in my head, right? Because I was like, oh, no, if I do that, this person's going to be like, this bitch is fucking batshit crazy. Because in my mind, when it was brought up to me, this energy that I felt was so like ready. And my consciousness was like, no, I can't. Mm-hmm. Like, because I felt at the moment like it would, I would be unleashing something that I can't control. And when I had this recent experience, the partner that I was with, he's very much in the realm of kink. So there was a lot of communication, a lot of conversations around things that he was looking for, things that he wanted, or things that we were exploring together. And I had the realization that it was like, oh, shit, like, I don't want to do this because I experienced this type of abuse as a child. Mm-hmm. Like I experienced like the constant verbal abuse every day, the physical abuse. And it was something that I would never want to inflict on anybody else. In fact, I had a moment where I was like, gosh, I don't know. It was maybe like a late teen. And like a, you know, fucking typical Mexican household. I shouldn't say typical. I'm going to take typical back, but I was hitting my sister. Like sibling abuse is very rampant. And I remember hitting my sister and the look of fear in her eyes. Oh, it fucking floored me so much to the point that even as an adult, I have apologized. And at that moment, I was like, I will never put my hands on another person again because I don't want that reflected back to me. And it happened to me again once with Joaquin, my first son. He was in the bathtub and he did something stupid, dangerous. And he was maybe like two. And I raised my voice and I saw that look reflected again. And I was like, oh, my God, bitch, like you too powerful. You need to stop. But exploring this with this person, I was like, seeing him talk about what it would do to him and how it would make him feel mm-hmm. was like, oh, okay. I'm in your energy. I'm feeling what it is that you want. And I can do this because I know that it's not coming from a place where I'm inflicting any type of real pain on you. Like what I'm going to say and what I'm going to do is going to bring you pleasure. And it's going to be, and it felt a little bit cathartic at that moment, right? Where I was like, okay, maybe I can do this. And I started exploring a little bit and, you know, I really, really liked it. I really liked it and things that I thought like, oh no, I can't do that. Like slap me. I was like, no, the fuck, I can't fucking slap you. I was like, I cannot fucking slap you. And then I was like, wait a minute, but I could pop you in the mouth. I could pop you in the mouth real hard. And that is... You can laugh, girl. Laugh. It makes me feel better. And I was like, I can pop you in the mouth. My mouth watered. Did y'all see that? And the power dynamic was just like, holy shit. Like, it was so... I felt very powerful, but not in like a you're my bitch kind of way. Like, even though that was a little bit of the vibe, but I just felt very powerful that in that I, in my own way, I was submitting to him and what he wanted, even mm-hmm. though I was the one who was, you know, mm-hmm. inflicting the pops on the mouth and all of the things. And I had a therapy session the next day. And it turns out I didn't even know my therapist is actually a sex therapist also, where I was like, how have you not told me this, woman? Hey. And we explored it a little bit. I got to talk about it with her, you know, about like things that happened like in my childhood and like just what a positive experience I had, you know, with the partner that I was with. So I'm so looking forward to really diving more into my Dom energy.
Yes, you have it in you.
Oh, I
100%.
I do. Yep. And I feel like my tongue can be so vicious. Like my tongue can be... magic, you know, in all the right ways and all the mm-hmm. wrong ways. and I'm fucking here for it because I'm owning my shit in 2021, bitch. Sexual frequency.
Get it, mama. Hey, mama.
Yo, we see Yo has joined us. Hey, boo.
Yeah, Yo joined us, gave us some heart emojis on the chat there.
Yes.
Nico Baby saying, this convo was so educational. My mind is blown in a good way. This is dope, y'all. And then Chia saying, I agree, Nico Baby. The more you know, this is a new level of intimacy I hadn't processed.
It really is. And again, going to establishing trust. Mm-hmm. Being able to be open and be vulnerable in a reciprocal kind of way of really being able to say like what you want. I feel like in a lot of ways, people say this to me all the time. Like, I feel so comfortable with you. Like, I feel like I can tell you anything. Like, I've had situations where I've been in places and like people that I just meet end up like, you know, cornering me and telling me their like deep dark secrets, and I'm like, whoa, bro, like we just met, like what's up? So I feel like my energy is very disarming and inviting, you know, which is like perfect if you want me to beat your ass.
Yeah,
like,
I was 30 say, minutes. I can see that. I can see that. Yeah,
I know it's still a little bit scary, but you know, just like anything, like we talk about, like baby steps. I am, you know, yeah, baby steps, and I'm learning and exploring.
Yep.
This is a topic that can go on for days, forever. Is there any, we're already getting close to the end. Is there anything that we didn't touch on, Erica, that you want to, that you want to mention, you know, before we close out? Cause we're definitely going to have you on again. Cause we literally just scratched the fucking surface. But is there anything that you want to add that you didn't, hadn't got a chance to like share?
I just want to say that the kink community is a beautiful place to find yourself and explore, explore. Even if you decide kink's not for you, kink is really inclusive. They are queer positive and body positive, and they are a place where you can go and really like put yourself out there and people are not going to judge you. So I feel like it's a really beautiful place where you can explore, and people don't think of it like that. You know, people think of sex as like you do step one, two, three, and four. And anybody who does all of those other things are weird and freaky. And I would just like invite everybody to let yourself go beyond that. Like, let yourself just imagine what that would be like. You know, like be willing. You have this one life in this dimension. You have this one life. Like, show the fuck up for it and let yourself be wet. From whatever makes you wet. Like, you don't have to judge that. You don't have to judge anyone else. You can say no if it's not for you. That's okay, right? But we don't need to kink shame other people. And most of all, like, we don't need to kink or sex shame ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think that for me is the biggest thing that I've gotten from kink.
Whatever makes you wet. I love that. What is Carol Mommy saying up there?
Carol Mommy just said, I just asked my husband if I could choke him out. It's a no, it's a no for him.
It's a yes for me, Carol Mommy.
And then Yo,
speak it up.
Yo Fit was saying 100% switch is what she is with her hand raised emoji. I have really enjoyed exploring this balance thanks to what I've learned here.
Oh, yo, and then you're she's, so sweet.
And then she replies, yes, do what makes you wet, yes. Heart emoji.
Oh my gosh. You know, we just talked about this. We pre-recorded an episode before this and it was like, I mentioned like the pussy heartbeat or you being wet is not necessarily something that it's like, I'm ready to fuck. That is an expression for me of like your aliveness. Mm-hmm. Like it's something that is exciting you. It's not necessarily like, oh, I want to be penetrated at this moment, but it's like, whoa, this is something that is exciting my body, my being, and that's just one way that my body expresses it. So yes, go out there and do the things that make you wet. We didn't get into your survey, girl, your BDSM quiz. Can you just real quick, what were your top three if you remember?
Definitely switch, the experimental one, and I think exhibitionist.
Probably. Those seem pretty accurate.
Yeah.
somebody said earlier, like, oh, we're switch sisters. And I was like, that should be a club, guys. Can we start a club, switch sisters? Like,
yes.
How amazing would that be? Who is going to teach us how to peg? I want to sign up. I need to learn how to do that. I swear.
I got you, girl.
You need to do like classes, girl. I need to come see you like in more ways than one, girl. You don't even know. Yeah, I want y'all to know Erica and I have not actually met in person. We became not just fast friends. It was like a sisterhood, like this soul connection. We became like just instantly connected. We leave each other voice notes all day long. We know each other pretty closely, and I cannot wait for the moment that I see you in person and just hug you and take all of that. Just take it all in. I'm just going to like smell every part of you, girl. I can't wait. It's going to happen at some point. Maybe we'll record it.
For sure.
Maybe we'll record it. Maybe we'll go live for Sexual Frequency. I don't know.
That would be so great. I would love that.
A remote show, hey?
Oh,
yes.
So, Ricky,
yeah.
Road show.
Get on this like tech stuff, and we will take a trip out to the undisclosed location where Erica is. And we'll get to meet her cat who made all the noise in the background. And we love you, pussy.
You're going to have to do that Switch Sisters. Everybody's commenting. Chia saying, girl, I'm about to make a club on Clubhouse for my fellow Switch Sisters. Nofit saying, me, I want to be in that club. Clubhouse, better watch out.
I love it. Yes.
So I think you're on.
Yes. That's a great idea. That was your.
That was Chia, baby. She was like, my Switch Sister. I'm like, yes, girl, we Switch Sisters.
We should do a kink room.
There you go.
We really should do a kink room. That would be amazing, because let's face it, kink is still one of those things that, like a lot of things, needs to change, because it is predominantly white spaces. It is inclusive in like certain places, but predominantly what's out there is still from the, you know, from that lens. Although I have to say that coming up next week, we have a super special guest, and we're going to talk about this special dungeon that I'm so excited to go and visit, that is queer, that is geared for the queer and the BIPOC community.
Wow.
Did I find my home? I might have found my home, guys.
I can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah, that's going to be next week. We're really excited. We do have to start wrapping it up, and we still have some announcements. So first off, it is still Hispanic Heritage.
Yeah.
Let me pick my shit up. Hold on real quick. Not my big ass in the way again. Hey, here, Ricky, you wave that shit. So it is still Hispanic Heritage Month, and we want to highlight the sick ass fools, our Hispanic boys in blue from the Dodgers, baby. We know them. We love them. We see you past and present, especially those that helped us win the World Series last year. We're looking at you, Gonzalez and Urias, Kenley Jensen, Baez, Rios, Gratterall. We can't forget the Theo Albert. We still got to show love for Kike and the rich history that we have, especially El Toro, Fernando Valenzuela. Hey! Continue to make us proud on blue heaven on earth, baby. And let's take game 5 tomorrow. We see you.
Damn. Hell yeah.
So I was going to say San Diego.
No, damn. San Francisco.
I'd be really hating on the Padres. We see you, Giants. We're fucking coming for you tomorrow. Game 5, baby. We love all you sick ass fools.
That's right.
The game yesterday was amazing. But tomorrow, it's going down. And we hope to bring you some good news on Ladies Night on Friday at 7:30. But, Ricky, are you ready for the big announcement?
That's right. I'm ready. Let them know.
Ba-ba-ba-bam.
In 2 weeks.
Mark your motherfucking calendars, because yes, Sexual Frequency is coming on the road, baby.
Live show we on the road.
We are going to have, and by on the road, we mean like on the other side of like, I don't even know what street it is. You know, Fox Hills Mall. Road trip is not too far right now. We're just getting started, though. We have our very first live episode. Let's clap it up for Rick, for us, Rick.
That's right.
Very first live motherfucking episode at a local store here. It is called Lovers. I mean, can it get any better than that? Goddess, Rick Rock, and Lovers. It is a threesome you've been waiting for.
Yep. And so juicy. We invite you to show up, right? Yeah.
Yes. It is going to be a live show. So please come out. Please come out and show some support for me, for Rick, for TGN Latinx, for all of the things that we do here, baby, because this episode is for you. It is still going to be kink focused because we will still be in Kinktober.
That's right. The event
is going to be on Wednesday, October the 27th. It is going to be at a different time. We're going to be at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
8 p.m., baby, because we're going to be live. And guys, it is a sex shop. It has lingerie. It has this like makeshift dungeon.
Yeah.
We went to go visit today.
Sculpted out today. Yeah, checking it out.
It's going to be great. We're going to have some demonstrations going on. We're going to, you know, we've been talking a lot about the kink, but we're going to show some things that you can actually introduce in the bedroom that is like, you know, dipping your toe in kind of stuff. We're going to start off a little bit slow and graduate, you know, to, I'm not going to say what the big finale is, but I'm so juiced. I just want to like touch it and be in the same room with it. You're going to have to come to the live show to see what the fuck I'm talking about. It's something your girl has only ever seen in porn. Ah! I don't know anybody who owns this. Like, so I'm juiced. So please come out and see us. Lovers in Culver City, specific in Culver City. Lovers across the street from the Fox Hills Mall. 8 p.m. It is a live show. Come with your cameras to take pictures, come take videos, and more importantly, come with an open mind, an open heart, and an open pussy, open mussy, and just come and learn all the things. It's a great shop. They have a huge variety of toys and things you can experiment and play with, so we just would love to have you guys join us. We're really excited. It's high five, Rick. Hell, it's yeah. Our virgin vibes are very. Oh, can people see that? Nope. They can't see it. Because let's see. On which side? Come on my side. Come on my side. This is terrible. Y'all gotta go to YouTube to see that. Come out and visit us. We also have a surprise because we're gonna have some daddies joining us on stage. I'm not gonna reveal yet because I need to like triple confirm that they're coming. But yeah, we're gonna have some daddies there. I mean, Keith will be there for sure, so he's already a daddy, so you know you're not gonna miss out. Come and see us. Erica, my love, it was so great to have you on. So great to see your beautiful face. I miss you so much. We'll be leaving voice notes after the show for sure.
Yes,
sir. I love you. Thank you for coming on and being so open. And I would love to have you on again to continue to explore not just kink, but explore like your spiritual side, the spiritual slut side. I'd love to talk about that also. Do you want to be found? Do you want to share, plug any of your social media or any of the services that you currently provide?
Thank you so much for having me, Rick. It was great to meet you also. Right now, I'm just right in the middle of transitioning to social media, so I'll wait on that and maybe, you know, at you later. Right now, though, I do provide education around kink. I do one-on-one sessions for working with sexuality, couples, partners, exploration, different types of relationship styles, healing, all the things. So if you're interested in that, you can find me through Lode. I'm here. I'll be around.
10 out of 10, highly recommend. I have had a healing session with her and it was like on some next level shit, like for real. What was that Laugh Track. Is that next door? God. Yeah. So next door, we have our station one, and we're hosting the sports shows right now because we're in transition, and they are loud AF. I was like, who is that? It's the sports guys. Rick, what's up with the comments that are left here?
Yeah, so the last comments, Yo Fit saying, oh, damn, I thought we were finally doing a Nashville frequency night soon.
Nashville soon, baby. Nashville
Evolve with Nicolette saying, I'll be there. And then Yo Fit again, oh, my God. The last time I was at the Fox Hills Mall was to take those Chologram background pics that everyone fakes now. I miss Cali. Cali misses you too.
Yo, fuck, you are so right. Please send me one of those photos, yo. I would love to like see that Chologram background. That was the shit in the early 90s, guys, in LA. If you didn't know it, now you know, baby. That is too funny. Make sure to follow us on our social media platforms. You can find me at Lotus Hustle on Instagram, Goddess Lore on TikTok, S.Frequency with a K on Instagram on as IG. Well. Rick, where
rocks.
Can they find you?
Yeah, on Instagram, RickRocks00. And then also follow the S.Frequency page.
Yes, baby. Leave us a review.
Yeah, and then listen to us also on the TGN app. You can actually listen to shows after the after the live shows the next day. They're on Spotify, Apple, so
we're in all the places.
We're pretty much on mostly all
we're taking platforms. Over
we're getting there so
we're getting there, we're
check us
over.
Out leave us reviews, and then give us your input, man. I'm sure we'll have you on the show too. So,
and you know what, like we say all the time, we're kinky. Share us with your friends.
Exactly,
be fucking kinky. Share us with at least 5 friends this week, please. If anything, if this is as kinky as you're gonna get, share Rick and I with 5 of your friends, baby.
That's right
because we about that life.
That's right.
Or we want to be about that life. I don't know. Let me manifest.
I'm learning about that life. So, yeah, we're going to be about that life. That's right. We are.
And we're going to close out the show like we do every episode with the wisdom of my ancestors. That badass bitch, my mama, who said, play with yourself every night so that you know your body and you know what you like. This is Goddess Lore, Rick Rock, and the beautiful whole ass vibe, Erica, wishing you a good night and reminding you to find your frequency. And we will see you next week, baby.
Love y'all. Have a good one. Go Dodgers.
Besitos. Switch and Warriors unite. I love it. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in the chat and all the places. I was like, wait, 40, an hour and 46 minutes? I can't be right with that. Was it?
We're still on YouTube.
Oh, Nico says, love you guys. Adios, YouTube. Thank you for joining us. Share us with your friends. Like, subscribe, do all of the things. We love you.
Peace out, y'all.